The Mexico-American border has been of particular attention lately as an issue in the 2016 presidential election. But for Mark Haynes, the subject of the documentary film La Frontera, his fascination with the border began long before the election.
But it's always been works of literature. It seems like this kind of inspired me to go somewhere, and I had started reading Cormac McCarthy and all his books, No Country for Old Men, All the Pretty Horses. They're set along the border, along the Texas-Mexico border in particular. And I decided not just to take some time off, but to resign my positions and to do. So I wanted to go see those areas. I thought I was really captivated by what I was reading about them. But also wanted I looked at cell phone coverage, and West Texas has virtually no cell phone coverage for hundreds and hundreds of miles. And I was going to really get away. And I was going to do something that I didn't think anybody had done before, walk the length of the Texas-Mexico border.
And so he did. For over 1,000 miles and 7 weeks, being filmed along the way. Because of movies and TV, everyone thinks they know what happens along the border, but Mark says it's not really like we think it is.
The largest misconceptions are that we're not enforcing the border, and that the border traffic is increasing, and it's the exact opposite. I stayed in houses with retired Border Patrol agents out there, and they cannot believe how many new Border Patrol agents there are. They're building new buildings. They've been increasing it for the last decade, just ramping up the number of agents. It's very, very difficult to sneak past them. Now, it's still happening, but the overall migration numbers are going down very significantly from where they were a decade ago.
A fair question at this point might be, what would prompt someone to quit their job and walk for 7 weeks in areas that were potentially very dangerous? Again, Mark Haynes.
I wanted to see some really remote areas. I wanted to challenge myself. Those are kind of selfish reasons. And then I thought maybe we were not getting a good picture of what was actually happening on the border with the immigration and the drugs and how our militarization of the border was affecting those people. I wanted to see that and experience that in person.
A sixth-generation farmer, forager, hunter, and forester, Mark moved to Alabama in the 90s to study longleaf pine ecosystems, earning a master's degree in forest biology. Now he lives in Andalusia with his wife, their two kids, and, like any good farm, a few dogs. You might have even met Mark at the Palafox Market, where he has a booth selling specialty wood chips and extraordinary mushrooms. The film La Frontera, which chronicles his walk and how it intersects with all of the issues that the border represents, will air on WSRE November 3rd. You can meet Mark and see a special screening of the film Thursday, October 27th, presented by WUWF at Constant Coffee and Tea. To RSVP, click on La Frontera at wuwf.org. I'm Joe Vincenza.